Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, John Schwab here from Curtain Call, and welcome to episode 119 of the Curtain Call Theater Podcast, the podcast that brings you backstage as close as you possibly can be, often while the shows are actually happening, to meet the people that make that theater happen. Now, I know we've already brought you a podcast this week, but this is a bumper week. And also, we wanted to give you plenty of time to listen to this one before you go book your tickets to see All About Eve at your local cinema, which I know you will all do. You see, we recently got to sit down with the company of All About Eve, currently playing at the Noel Coward Theatre in London's West End, to talk to them about bringing this classic Hollywood film to the London stage and then back to the screen on an NT Live broadcast.
It does feel really powerful, and I mean, these parts are just incredible. The complexity and the kind of like all the different shades in between, and it's and they have, like you said, such agency and such power and such like the strength to sort of control and manipulate and dominate.
how amazing! Like, it's a 67-year-old story as well. So like, punches in the gut and go, oh my God, I recognize that girl.
Yeah,
or I recognize that guy. Yeah. I recognize that critic.
Yeah, it's amazing how relevant and present it is, and it does feel like a totally timeless story, which is how Eve always sets his things, you know, this like timeless thing. Some of it when we were rehearsing was like struck really deep chords with everything that's been going on recently, you know, like the moment when like he's dressing me, and it just felt really kind of made you shiver. It was but I wanted to try and keep Eve's power in it as well, like that she's not at all a victim, even though she does end up being controlled by Addison.
There was this multi-Oscar nominated film, you know, Betty Davis. Was there a pressure?
Do you know what? I mean, we had to really just put all that aside. When Sonia flew over to Los Angeles to get the rights from the studio, the head of the studio is sitting there, and, you know, in this vast office, and behind his head there are only two framed pictures. One is the contract for Marilyn Monroe, and All About Eve, and the other one is for Betty Davis. So it tells you something about how important the film is to them. And then, you know, cut to 20 actors with styrofoam cups sitting in a rehearsal room about to do it. And actually, the one thing we had to do is just to remember, you know, with humility, that actually...
Ladies, we are, the house is now open, thank you.
We are just trying to make theatre for the people that are coming. Mm. We can't take on board the enormity of what it means beyond that.
Yeah.
Because the contract is between an audience that decides to come to the theatre and watch us in a play and us sharing experiences. And between the two, you know, that something happens.
Yeah.
And if you start to think about the pressures of what it means to people and how big it is for the studio, and you would crumble under the weight of that. I mean, it's too much.
What was it like coming into that, knowing that you had the responsibility or the challenge of presenting this story that is so well known, at least, you know, because you're going out to a global audience for NT Live.
Yeah.
A lot of people, especially in America, will know about this. You know, it's a Betty Davis classic.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, everyone has their... I suppose everyone...
whether or not you're doing an adaptation of a film, or whether you're doing a piece of Shakespeare, you know, or just a classic text of any sort, I suppose there are always going to be people who have a sense of ownership over it, and it's, I suppose it's your job to say, all right, this is our telling of this story. And again, I suppose whenever I do a work on a, for instance, a Shakespearean text, as I'm sure you know, the trick is to treat it like a new play.
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, that's what we did with All About Eve, and that's very much, I think, what Evo is all about. Is whatever text he's dealing with, as far as he's concerned, it's a new piece of work.
Yeah.
I had the advantage of unlike there was myself and one other guy in the company of All About Eve who had worked with Evo before. Right. I did network with Evo, so I kind of knew what
were you in?
We were in for,
yeah.
which is a unique experience, I have to say. It is unlike working with anyone I've worked with before.
How did you relate to this story when you first...
Well, I never watched the film, luckily. I mean, I knew what it was about and things like that, and I kind of made a conscious decision not to watch it because I didn't want to, you know, like, build this whole play on the film and try and mimic that in a weird way. So, I don't know. I just, again, because I didn't see it, I just saw it as a brand new script, brand new play, so I feel like the possibilities were endless because I didn't have, like... What's that thing that horses have?
Blinkers.
Yeah, I didn't have blinkers on. Do you know what I mean? It was just... It was like reading a brand new script. So for me, tackling that and trying to make it fresh and new wasn't really a problem because it was new and fresh to me.
Yeah.
So.
Well, it's a kind of wonderful completion of a circle, really. Mankiewicz wrote the screenplay as a love letter to the stage. We're putting it on the stage and now it's going back into the cinema. So that's a cycle I think Joseph would have loved and celebrated. From the point of view of playing Alison DeWitt, a critic, then of course you have the opening night where that's being critiqued, so that's interesting. Initially it's kind of scary when you consider whether you should do the job or not. You think, the stakes are quite high here, because Saunders was so brilliant and celebrated in the part. And then you forget about that once you get on with the work. And then when it comes to putting it in front of an audience, of course, those stakes become very live and apparent again. But we seem to have surfed through that particular wave, and we're now, sailing over the horizon. So, no, it's a very enjoyable piece to play. The language is wonderful. The play is strong and playing true. And, as always with the NT Live, I've done a few of them. I did the first one. I did Phaedra. Mm-hmm. We were exercised in our practice between the practice of the stage and the camera. And we determined to play true. And that is what you sing out, hopefully, on these nights when we broadcast, is the truth of the piece. Mm-hmm. So your tension between your stagecraft and your camera craft is kind of abated by that quest for truth.
I think because Bette Davis was such a sort of icon for a start, and everyone's also fascinated with the film behind the scenes, which is brilliant as well because it's so much to do with the play, but everyone thinks about the... If you think about it, people love the play because the screenplay, because the writing and that she's in it and all the gossip around it in a way as well. But actually, as a film, stunningly beautiful, but it's a screenplay for me, which is so beautiful.
Right.
And when we came in, obviously Evo put such a world together immediately that it's quite overwhelming. And then you're in it.
Yeah.
And then I don't think anyone even worried about it. I mean, you'd have to speak to the audiences, but I never once thought, are we doing what the film is?
This is your beginner's call. Stand by, please, full company.
Yeah.
Stand by, stage
manager.
Perfect. For me, personally, I never even thought back to the film. I watched it before I started, and I kind of watched it for what it is. And, you know, both are beautiful.
The company, led by Gillian Anderson and Lily James as Margot Channing and Eve Harrington, respectively, were totally aware that this production of the beloved film, arguably the film that launched Marilyn Monroe's career and where Betty Davis utters the immortal words, "Fasten your seatbelt, it's going to be a bumpy night," well, it was going to be highly scrutinized, wasn't it? But they didn't have to worry at all. Ivo van Hove's interpretation has seen a sold-out run at the Noel Coward, and the company reveled in this stage adaptation. Have a listen.
Empty Life is going to be exciting.
Yeah, we've
and I think my entire family and all their next door neighbours and everyone's coming to see Empty Life.
So that's cool. We talked about it may be inaccessible for some people. I mean, there are people that may not be able to get down to London on a certain day to get. So to be able to then see it on screen has got to be
brilliant.
Yeah, exactly. My family are in Canada,
right?
And there was an announcement now that they're going to get it in their sort of local cinema, and I was like, oh, I'm so glad, because they're not good. My grandma, she's 86, she's not flying over here to see this, so that's really nice that you can actually share it with everyone. And I love how different it is. I think and just the fact that one thing that's really good in this cast is that it's so diverse, which is really nice.
I think it's incredible. I mean, to be able to give access to something to people all over, I think it's an amazing thing. You know, it's even difficult for people. You know, you could live in London and still not get a ticket for the show.
Exactly.
But the fact that you can be living, in a different country and still get to see it is incredible.
So there is an act of surrender involved in this that is challenging and enlivening. And that's what I think most of us came for, a challenge, something new and something different. And there's no question but Ivo's process provides that. And indeed, it's challenging for the audience to see something so new and lively. And, people just respond very, very strongly and positively to seeing this show.
This production bridges kind of the line between cinema and theatre, which is what Ivo does anyway. But then going back, and you know what I keep thinking is, I can't wait for my mum to see me on NT Live. Do you know what I mean? That's my daughter in the cinema.
Brilliant.
It's that, because it's making it so accessible to the people who can't come and see it.
How important is it for you guys as a company, not just Lily, but everyone, to get the story out to the world, people that may not be able to get here to see this, but also to go back in the cinema? This relevant story of today.
It's amazing, NT Live, in that even if it's, I don't know, I've done it once before, and it's kind of a look. My little brother goes and sees all of them. I mean, he's not little, he's like 27, but he'll always be my little brother. He goes and sees all these like plays that he would never have seen. He works in renewable energy, and like my older brother lives in Australia, and like people, you can really, it really puts the play into everyone gets the opportunity to see it, and that's just incredible. It stops it being like this elitist group of people that can come to theatre and see. It's amazing, and this story in particular, I think it's, I mean, it's a phenomenal story.
Lily James, Rashawn Stone, Ian Drysdale, Sian Hapte, Jesse May Lee, Stanley Townsend, and Philippa Peak there from the cast of All About Eve, currently playing at the Noel Coward Theatre in London and in cinemas everywhere on the 11th of April. Now, before I go, just a few housekeeping notes. You can follow us on all the socials, Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at Curtain Call, all one word, all lowercase. And you can follow me at John Schwab. We'd love to hear from you if you have any suggestions or feedback for the podcast. Get in touch with us via any of the social media platforms I just mentioned, or write to me personally at john@curtaincallonline.com. It just leaves me to say a huge thank you to the company of All About Eve for welcoming us backstage during the show. Everyone here at Curtain Call wishes them all the best for the run, particularly on the 11th of April when the NT Live broadcast takes place. You can find out where it's screening by going to your nearest cinema, or checking your local listings, or by visiting ntlive.nationaltheatre.org.uk, or click on the link I will put in the show notes. Thank you for listening to the Curtain Call Theatre Podcast, and I will catch you all next week. Bye.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the Rise Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RiseTheatre.org. Because only together we rise.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.